ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden set to use his State of the Union address tonight to tout what his administration has done so far and to lay out a picture of the next 4 years. Here's ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
President Biden preparing to deliver perhaps his most important speech yet. As the general election kicks off, Biden making his case in his annual State of the Union address. He spent days preparing, huddling with his closest advisors at Camp David, rehearsing, fine-tuning his message up until the final moments.
A Hamas delegation leaving Cairo, where ceasefire talks had been going on. That means it's highly unlikely that a deal will be reached before Ramadan, which begins on Monday. Egyptian officials say the negotiations reached an impasse over Hamas's demand for a phased process culminating in an end to the war. Alabama now has a new law protecting IVF providers from liability, signed by Governor Kay Ivey. The legislation stemming from a court ruling that equated frozen embryos and children. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A long-awaited new engineering building will go up at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. Governor Evers is giving final approval to $700 million worth of new construction projects across the UW system. There's money for classroom renovations in Madison and Whitewater and nearly $200 million for central plant renovations and demolition projects. Republicans are slamming Vice President Kamala Harris after yesterday's Wisconsin visit. Congressman Brian Stiles says she's trying to distract from the Biden administration's record.
There's a reason Vice President Harris didn't come and speak to people who are checking out at a grocery store, because she'd get an earful about how this administration's policies are making it harder and harder for families to get by.
Harris was in Madison to talk about apprenticeships in the trades and infrastructure. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
1490 The Eagle Lacrosse. I'm Jimmy Cuska. On-campus interviews and forums have wrapped up for the three candidates for UW Lacrosse Chancellor. James Beebe of Keene State College in New Hampshire, Christopher Olson of Indiana State University, and Betsy Morgan, UWL's interim chancellor, are the finalists. Whoever is named chancellor will replace Joe Gall, who was fired late last year after the Board of Regents discovered he had been making and appearing in pornographic videos. A committee will recommend one of the three to the board, who will make their decision later this month. Fire danger is once again high for parts of western Wisconsin as windy, dry conditions and mild temperatures continue this week. 151 wildfires have burned 300 acres in Wisconsin this year, according to the DNR. There were only 29 wildfires January through March of last year. Some relief is expected with light rain in the forecast tonight into tomorrow across most of the area, but dry, windy conditions are expected to return over the weekend into next week. Sunny skies today, but about a half of rain is expected tonight through tomorrow in La Crosse. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Double duty for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In Arizona, the Brewers had a split doubleheader, half the team playing the Cleveland Guardians in a 3-3 tie. Backup catcher Eric Haas playing well, the other half losing to the Reds 2-0. Hockey, two Badgers players, forward Kirsten Sims and defender Caroline Harvey, rewarded as the best at their positions by the Women's Collegiate Hockey Association, the Badgers women's team in Minnesota this weekend for the final faceoff tournament. NBA, the Bucks losing to Golden State by 35 points, 125-90. Giannis after the game.
Okay, you know, it's one game. I think we've played 6.5 great games. Got to go to the next one. Hopefully we can be locked in, play better.
Marquette losing to number 2 ranked UConn, 74-67 in the front row at Fiserv Forum was Packers head coach Matt LaFleur and the Bears' Matt Eberflus. Whenever they put LaFleur's face up on the scoreboard, the fans cheered, and every time they showed Eberflus, the crowd booed. That's sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly cloudy, and it is going to be another mild one today. Our high 57 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some light rain after midnight. Our low 38. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain with a high of 46. Sunny 45 Saturday. We're back to 52 with sunshine on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
The Tom Alma Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Alma. Noon to 2 on Thursday, we'll preview Biden's State of the Union address right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk you can't ignore,
even if you tried.
Why is everyone ignoring me?
Find out why all of lacrosse is talking about Eagle 1490.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up? This is
a big party, man.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. You know, it was nice outside yesterday. It's nice today. Look, I know the winter's not officially over, but I think you can stick a pin in it. And as soon as I say that, we'll probably be hit.
Yeah, it definitely was nice yesterday, but it was nice for a March day. It wasn't like the 70s we had last week or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, you know, man, all in all, man, it's just been a spectacular winter. I'll take this, you know, every year. If for the rest of my life winter will be like this, count me in, man. Count me in. We got a lot to talk about today. A new segment on our show is going to officially kick off in the 9 o'clock hour. Dr. Omar Eliwa, the pharmacist, is going to be joining us every Thursday at 9 o'clock. You know, if you got any questions about your medication and other things, I would say, by all means, you need to tune in and listen to the really important information that Dr. Eliwa, Omar Eliwa, will be bringing to these airways every Thursday, 9 to 10 a.m. So, like I said, you know, you should mark that down. And as, you know, times go by during the week or months and you have questions about your medication and how you're feeling, by all means, give us a call and listen. As Dr. Eliwa, the pharmacist, will be joining us from this point forward, 9 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Calvin, I wanted to begin the show by, reckless driving, man. I don't know, maybe you live in a small town. Is there any reckless driving in your town?
There probably is, but everyone's so far apart, no one really notices anyone else.
Okay. Well, but in metropolitan cities, it is an epidemic. And man, can you imagine? Just try to envision, Calvin. People driving through red lights at 70 miles an hour. Just driving through red lights, man. And and hitting and killing and causing all sorts of carnage, you know, not just in the city of Milwaukee, but in metropolitan cities all over the nation. There's been this major increase in people and these horrible car crashes. You ever see Gone in 60 Seconds?
I haven't.
You've heard of it, right?
Maybe. No. I don't know. Refresh my memory.
Look it up. Gone in 60 Seconds is a franchise of crazy driving. Look it up for us, Calvin. Crazy driving movies where stars drive these cars recklessly throughout, you know, urban centers. And it's certainly garnered a truckload of money as the profits for those movies have gone through the roof and made stars superstars. Everybody from Dwayne The Rock Johnson and others who participate in those movies. And unfortunately, what's the old acronym? Art imitates life. And so many of young people have taken that stuff to heart. So they drive recklessly through stop signs, through stoplights. Well, the movie is the movie. Real life is something altogether different. And man, innocent people are being, and families are being destroyed by people driving recklessly, and not just young people, but in most cases, young people, through lights, man, and not knowing anything about etiquette, traffic etiquette. Calvin, you're able to look that the movies up, right?
Yeah, so Gone in 60 Seconds is a race car movie, but I think you were actually referring to the Fast and the Furious franchise.
Yeah, Fast and the Furious. Okay, yeah. Fast and the Furious. But you've seen those. Have you seen those?
I saw like one of them. They're right. Not really my speed.
Right, but they're a franchise, right?
Yep, there's like 15 of them.
Yeah, they made billions and billions and billions of dollars. And young people have taken that to heart, and they somehow believe that that stuff is real. And so they're dying, and they're killing innocent families and babies, and all sorts of, you know, carnage is happening. You see the cars, you know, when you can expect to see cars basically obliterated and destroyed when there's an accident on the expressway. People are driving 70 miles an hour, 80 miles an hour. And so when you have an accident on the expressway, you expect the cars to be destroyed. I'm always an open person in my life and what I say on the radio. I don't hide anything. I'm a person who survived an automobile accident at over 80 miles an hour. I don't know, Kevin, did I ever tell you that?
No, you have never told me that.
No, man, I fell asleep behind the wheel of a car with my entire family in the car, turned over 6-7 times, and am still here to tell the story. And my entire family was spared. But I fell asleep behind the wheel of a car on the expressway. And I'm who I am because of a lot of different things that have happened in my life. And so, you know, I'm appreciative that my life has been spared in many different times. And so that's the Earl that you get every morning from 8 to 10, an imperfect person who's gone through a lot of trials and tribulations in my life and been able to be spared to tell the story of, you know, what has happened, and also to be able to realize that having had my life spared many different times, I have a responsibility to serve. So that's who I am. But the truth of the matter is, man, all of these people who are driving on city streets, and it's all over the country, what they've done in the city of Milwaukee is actually lanes, major streets that used to be two lanes have been brought down to one lane. They've basically put concrete pillars on that landed lane where normally parked cars will be in order to get people to not pass on the right. So what you have in especially a lot of urban centers are people who are in such a rush that they pass on the right. Well, the right is considered what they call a landed lane. And it's and the definition and the reason it's called a landed lane is because that's where cars normally are parked. You don't have a right to be in that lane driving, trying to pass somebody else on the right, on their right-hand side to try to get in front of them when there's only two lanes there and one of them is earmarked for parking. And so when the people swing over in that lane, that landed lane that's earmarked for parking, and they're trying to get around you who and you're in the right lane that you're supposed to be in, well, guess what? Sooner or later, they come up on what? A parked car. Because that's why it's called a landed lane. It's a lane that's constructed for people to park in. Well, now all of a sudden the person's over in that lane, driving reckless. They can't wait. They've got to get around you. And so they're forced, once they come up on that parked car, to try to force their way in. Now, you know, I got a buddy that lives in Seattle, Washington, and we have a conversation all the time about, you know, whether or not people who are, you know, driving in the wrong lane, whether or not we should get out of the way and let them come on in. You know, when you take your time, when you're doing the right thing and you're driving according to, you know, the etiquette of the road and you're doing the right thing, everybody's waiting. You know, and there's some fool who's in such a hurry, they can't wait like the rest of us. We're supposed to yield our right of way to let those people in. Now, you know, clearly there comes a point in time where safety and common sense takes place. You're not going to, you know the fool is over there and you're not going to wreck your car or force them to run into the back of the parked car. But, I mean, what are your thoughts? 844-967-2789. Am I wrong? I know you see this. I know if you drive at all, at any point in time, you run across this. And I don't know when it ends. It gets worse. 844-967-2789. Your thoughts. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. You can see what's going.
Listening to the Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have you always wanted to paint? Well, now's your chance as Link's Tome of Adventures in Chippewa Falls is hosting a painting workshop. The best part? All skill levels are invited. Unleash your inner artist on Thursday, March 14th from 3 to 7. All supplies are provided too. The first day of spring is right around the corner, March 19th. And if it has you thinking about your garden, garden, you may want to learn how and why to grow organic vegetables. Sunbow Farm on Langdale Road in Eau Claire is hosting special classes every Wednesday through the end of the month. Find more information at sunbowfarm.com. If you're more into gazing at the stars, the planetarium inside Phillips Science Hall at UW Eau Claire is open to the public March 14th, starting at 7. Learn more about the night sky and ask your questions, too. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
At 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. You know, I constantly on this show talk about the FDA. And I talk about the facts, the fact that we have a government and we have corporations that aren't doing the best for the citizens of this nation. So, Calvin, you drink coffee?
I don't.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're young. Come on. There'll come a point in time when you'll drink coffee. You'll develop a taste for coffee.
I think I would have to start drinking it to get there.
Well, there'll be a time. You know, just like the old people used to tell me, just live a little bit longer. And so when I was a young man like you, I wasn't a big coffee drinker either. But I am now. And, well, I only drink coffee once a day. I drink coffee early in the morning. I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I have my cup of coffee, and I'm done with it. But, you know, there are many people who drink coffee. But I happen to like cinnamon in my coffee. So when I make my coffee, I, use ground cinnamon. It has medicinal purposes and other things. So I put a little bit of that in my coffee. It adds a little flavor. And a little bit different than just regular coffee. People have their own, ways and things of what they do with coffee. But anyway, so I was going across, information in this article in today's Associated Press, ground cinnamon sold at discount stores is tainted with lead. The Food and Drug Administration warns. Wait a minute. So, ground cinnamon, we know the dangers of lead. If you don't, look it up. It will eventually take your life. And once lead is in your body, it stays there. There's no way you can pass it through. So ground cinnamon sold by U.S. discount retailers is contaminated with not only lead, but high levels of lead and should be discarded, federal health officials said Wednesday. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration says cinnamon sold by stores, including the Dollar Tree and Family Dollar, contain lead at levels that could be unsafe for people, particularly children, with prolonged exposure to the spice. The agency urged suppliers to recall the products voluntarily. What are you talking about? You know that that's their Food and Drug Administration. You know that it's poisoning children and families. And you say You want them to recall the products voluntarily? Come on. That they should be taken off the shelf. You're admitting that there are these uncharacteristic high levels of lead in the cinnamon. You know it. And your response is you want them to voluntarily take this off the shelf? That should be a demand. They should demand that those things are removed. Well, I get it. They're in the Dollar Tree and Family Dollar. Poor people. Poor people. Certainly, they would not be allowed in the major grocery chains and others. They would not dare do it. But yet, this is allowed to happen in the communities and the neighborhoods where the people are the most at risk. Now, I mean, City products included in the agency safety alert included La Festia brand sold by La Superior and Super Mercados brand sold by Save-A-Lot stores. These are all poor discount stores. MK brand sold by SF Supermarket. All of these, again, are earmarked and targeted to the least people who can afford it. I want to know where is the oversight? Okay, so you can say, well, there was oversight. They've acknowledged it, that, you know, this danger is there. And then they said extraordinary high levels. If that's not reason or rationale enough to recall that and get it out of the stores, and it's one of the reasons why I have such a hard time with Politrix and Politrixsters. Because the people who can make that happen are the elected officials. They can demand that is removed. And yet they made it possible for corporations to continue to allow that to happen. Well, what we're going to do is we're not going to hurt the corporation, for heaven's sakes. What do you want us to do? It's going to impact you want us to impact the shareholders? Absolutely. When they're peddling poison to the American people, as an elected official, that should be your number one responsibility, not to the lobbyists. You know, we're getting ready to vote, and we're talking about the presidency of the United States, and we get so Google-eyed about all of those things, and we're talking about the presidents and all of those things, when what happens with the elected officials on local levels and our government overall, it's what's at the root of the problems we are faced with. They're the elected officials. Maybe you don't know it, but it's a fact. Why would they not demand that they remove that? I can tell you something. If it was in a well-to-do community, it would never be on the shelf in the first place. So why is it okay in the poorest communities of this country that this can be allowed? And not only the fact that it was allowed to be there, but then even after they realize that it's there, to say, well, okay, we'll slap you on the wrist. You know, we want you to remove it, but we'll leave it up to you whether or not you're going to remove it. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Up next, news, weather, and sports.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Slecker.
And this is Dr. Johnny Lupinacci.
Thursday on Busted Pencils, Carol Burris busts down states underfunding schools.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. University of Wisconsin campuses will keep more tuition money from Minnesota students from now on. Governor Evers is giving final approval to changes to Wisconsin's reciprocity agreement with Minnesota. Extra money from Minnesota students' tuition used to go to the state's general fund. Advocates for sustainable farming say they're happy with a recent federal court ruling banning the pesticide dicamba. George Naylor is an organic farmer who used to use chemical herbicides and pesticides.
I could see when after a rain how it washed off of a cornfield into my soybeans and hurt my soybeans. So I'd say it's a very dangerous chemical, and it can be easily moved through groundwater and surface water.
Dicamba is highly prone to drifting, which makes it hard for farmers to control where it goes. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
1490 The Eagle, La Crosse. I'm Jimmy Cuska. A woman facing 8 felony charges, including homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle, appeared in La Crosse County Court yesterday. 25-year-old Savannah Myers is accused of crashing a vehicle on October 22nd last fall, killing one of her passengers, Joshua Hernandez, and injuring 2 children. Prosecutors said her blood alcohol level was over the legal limit, according to a blood draw. She will appear in court next month after a not guilty plea was entered yesterday. A canine with the Tomah Police Department died last night after being hit by a vehicle. According to the police department, in a post on social media, canine Raiden was hit after running across Highway 1216 east of Tomah while he was on duty. Raiden was taken to a veterinary hospital in Madison but died due to his injuries. Tomah Police is asking for support for its canine unit, which has multiple officers and is fully funded through community donations. The National Weather Service says we'll have sunny skies and highs in the mid-50s the next couple of days. Rain chances return on Friday. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Comedian Sinbad has been working the road to recovery. The New York Post reports the 67-year-old performer and star of The Sinbad Show suffered a stroke in 2020. He made his first appearance on social media in over a year when he joined the cast of A Different World on Zoom and thanked fans for their support and prayers. Sinbad had to learn how to walk all over again. The comedian, who in addition to being a consummate performing pro, also has a reputation for being a really nice guy. The show must not go on. TMZ reports that actor stand-up comedian Nick Swartzen was escorted off the stage in the middle of a performance in Beaver Creek, Colorado. Swartzen admitted to being under the influence and incoherent to the point where management turned his mic off. He took to Twitter the next day and said he would make it up to his fans and blamed his incoherent state on alcohol, edibles, and the altitude. Yes, even with chemicals, Nick is much funnier at sea level. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy, and it is going to be another mild one today. Our high 57 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some light rain after midnight. Our low 38. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain with a high of 46. Sunny 45 Saturday. We're back to 52 with sunshine. On Sunday, I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Nightline with Pete Schwabe.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabe.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Talk about La Crosse and Wisconsin
without the yelling and screaming.
These are real conversations about things that affect you. This is Eagle 1490.
You never want to.
Oh, excuse me, Calvin. I'm living it up. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Calvin, tonight is the State of the Union address by Joe Biden. And, you know, man, you know, there are people who will be watching to see if Joe Biden stumbles, right? Well, he slurred a word. You know, I slur words all the time, right? There'll be those who will look to see. See that twinkle, that sparkle in his eye is not there anymore. He's too old. There'll be people who will say, Joe Biden, you know, he didn't read the teleprompter, right? Well, you know, so many people will be watching to see, especially those who are conservatives and some who are, you know, even Democrats. They're watching to kind of see a train wreck. They're not watching, or they won't be watching to see the status of what is happening in the country, which is really what a State of the Union is supposed to be about. And I'll tell you, you know, there's not much of a win for President Biden. Even if he, you know, does a great job with it, they're going to say, well, but you know, it was, you know, he's reading off the teleprompter. Well, that's kind of what it's done. You know, nobody had libs. The State of the Union. The presidents themselves don't write what the speech is going to be. The speech writers, many of them, who will collectively put together what, in this instance, President Joe Biden is going to say. But what always happens, doesn't matter whether it's a Democrat or Republican president, the State of the Union address is written by speechwriters, the best. So whether or not Joe Biden delivers it flawlessly, or whether or not Joe Biden makes some mistakes, which is easy to do, can you imagine reading that over an hour, almost a solid hour? And, you know, I was doing some... I was actually, I forgot what it's called, but I was reading something for an organization the other day. And so I was supposed to, and I'm reading this, and they're going to, you know, do some things with it. And several times I misread a word. I certainly wasn't standing there for a solid hour with the whole world looking at me. And so this is, you know, it's a normal thing, but they're going to make this out of, you know, something crazy. I remember Donald Trump when he was the president. And Donald Trump wasn't exactly, you know, the swiftest guy when it came to reading the teleprompter. He read the teleprompter just like Ronald Reagan, just like everybody else did. So let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. We're going to hear the president speak of the State of the Nation, and he's going to say it's strong. But I tell you, we are so weak right now.
Well, let me ask you something. Where are we weak at? And don't accept, you can say the border. Where else are we weak at, CJ?
Internationally.
Wait a minute. Where are we weak internationally?
Okay. Our enemies don't fear us, and our allies don't trust us.
Okay, so CJ, let me dispel, you know, again, the talking points that you keep using. Number one, why should we as a nation want people to fear us? What do we gain by that?
Peace through strength and trust but verified.
Well, you know, listen, man, again, you're using talking points, peace through strength and all those other kind of things. But what is there to gain? Our nation does not get stronger. We are not a better people when the rest of the world fears us. What all that does, CJ, is forces us to continue to spend money that we don't have on military.
We weren't at war like we are now because of this president. You can call it talking points.
It is talking points.
But the country sees the facts, Earl.
CJ.
They see the facts.
CJ, the country does not see the facts. You speak in terms of absolutism. You know, the people that I'm around and the people that I listen to don't fear what it is you're talking about. So stop talking as if everybody agrees with what you're saying. They don't. There's a segment of the nation that does, CJ, but you can't speak in absolute terms that the rest of the nation is fearful.
Okay, we left thousands of allies behind in Afghanistan.
Thank you very much for the call. I tried. Let's go to Mike from Madison. Good morning to you, Mike. Your thoughts?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I'm on my way to Madison. I'm normally from Kenosha, but anyway. I wanted to respond to the toxic poisoning in your cinema conversation for the
yes, sir.
Prior half hour. And, you know, what we've seen, and if we backtrack a little bit, is looking at history is so vital when it comes to problem solving and understanding where what has brought us to this point. You know, Nixon created an EPA because the water pollution and air pollution is so bad that rivers were catching on fire in many parts of Southern California.
For those who don't know, EPA is the Environmental Protection Agency. Go ahead.
That's correct. And then, we started seeing, you know, Roundup in our water. We started,
right,
you know, having these PFAS, these chemicals, forever chemicals that are popping up. And whenever we try to address them as a group, you know, the response that we heard over and over and over again was that, well, you know, but it's going to cost so much. You know, Superfund sites that we identified in the 70s, 90% of them are still out there as a Superfund. We have never committed to cleaning up our big messes like, quite frankly, we were taught by our parents and our grandparents, our family. You know, and the reason why they justify not doing it is because, it costs too much money and it's going to pinch the profitability of the corporates that are responsible for it. So that's what happens, guys and girls, when corporations becomes people and then money becomes speech. So now they're the ones making all the decisions at Congress. They're the ones in control of our watchers, if you will, the FDA and EPA. This is what we get. Let me close with this. We know Roundup kills hundreds of thousands of people every year. We know that it's partly responsible for Alzheimer's and a lot of the brain tumor activity, much less, you know, a plethora of other illnesses. But yet, they're still allowed to sell it. It kind of says it all.
Mike, you have hit on so many points. You know, I know people think that I'm anti-American, but I believe this. I've got a pharmacist coming on in the next hour. He's going to be with us every Thursday from now on. You know, so we've got all these medications. We got a for-profit health care industry. And so, you know, people have illnesses and sicknesses that impact and affect a lot of us. And yet, you know, because of the things that we ingest or breathe or drink, that we didn't create those things, but they have these effects on our bodies and shorten our lives and make us ill. And yet this is all happening and our elected officials know it. And yet they kowtow to those corporations you are talking about, you know, Mike. And I know it's not the people's fault. They don't know. They trust. And they can't believe that our nation would allow such an egregious thing to happen, yet they do. Hey, Mike, thank you very much for the call, man. I really appreciate it. Tom, how you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, not the corporations, and we must get money out of politics in order to restore government back to we the people. Mike is absolutely correct, and I think people are really starting to wake up. You're hearing about it more and more throughout the country. It's money and politics. That's the problem. Think about how much money they're going to spend on these upcoming elections. It's going to be baffling in terms of what we could actually be giving back to we the people rather than to this. And the media does not talk about Citizens United, which any of your audience people out there, if you want, please look up Citizens United, where the Supreme Court allowed for legal gambling to take place in our country. It's been a mess ever since George War Criminal Bush actually put the Supreme Court justices in that actually passed Citizens United, which allowed for unlimited amount of money to be given by the corporations to the politicians. And we need to know that. Also, I hope Joe Biden puts these people on notice tonight like he did last year. And he talks about Social Security and he talks about it and says, okay, or about Ukraine and says, okay, You've been saying you don't want to do anything about it. Let's do it now, if that's what you guys want. Because if you remember last year, the Republicans were all up in arms when Joe Biden spoke truth, which was that the Republicans wanted to privatize and they wanted to get rid of Social Security. And that's the way you do it. You have got to put them on notice. You have, because people aren't watching C-SPAN every day. Put it on notice when you're doing the State of the Union address.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Hang on the lines, 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Eagle 1490 AM. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in, goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I was talking about the State of the Union and you know, what people can expect. Let's go to the phone lines and Bob from Waukesha. Good morning to you, Bob. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Always a pleasure to listen to your show.
Well, thank you. I'm honored.
I get a kick out of CJ. He has no facts to back up his statements. He's the typical MAGA. They have no argument, no facts to back up their argument. Here's another thing I've been thinking about. This inflation, right now we're at 3.1%. Do you remember years ago, Kraft, Heinz, all the big major players in the food industry were buying these small companies? Kraft, Heinz, Dole, they're huge. And the major players in the grocery industry, all these small companies that used to supply groceries were all bought out by conglomerates. And that nobody can tell me that our inflation isn't controlled by corporate America. And there's nothing that corporate America would like better than to get rid of Joe Biden, because Joe Biden is too friendly to working people. And that's the truth. And I wish these megas, these people in this country, would get wise. If Trump wins, this country is going to be destroyed. It'll be an autocracy.
Bob, shrinkflation, right? All of us, and I've been talking about shrinkflation even before it became an issue. I noticed because I do a lot of the shopping in my home. And so I start seeing the packaging. Now, they blame that on Joe Biden. They blame the price of food on Joe Biden. Joe Biden has nothing to do with these corporations that are gouging you and I. Now, if anybody wants to do something to stop the corporations from gouging you and I, it's Congress. They're the ones who have control over that. They can create the laws and force them to stop gouging and taking advantage of you and I and charging higher prices. That's not the president's role. That's the Congress role. But people aren't aware of it. I wish I had more time. Thank you very much, Bob. Thank you for the call. Thank you for listening. Let's go to Mike from Cedarburg. Good morning to you, Mike. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I say that gentleman who called about the EPA. Does he know who the first director of the EPA was?
I don't know.
Neil Gorsuch's mother, Eddie Gorsuch.
Okay.
And they started that after the Cuyahoga River in Cleveland started a fire. And it burned for several days. I remember it well.
So, well, thanks for the information, but your thoughts?
Lake Erie, it takes 2 years to flush itself. Lake Michigan takes over 100 years to flush itself. That's why it's a national treasure that must be protected at all costs.
So you know who's in a position to do that, right? It's, again, Congress. It's their responsibility to protect that. Is it safe to say that?
But right now, you'd never get anything through the House.
I know.
You can't even get the aid to Ukraine. And these Ukrainian people are suffering. There won't be a Ukraine if we don't give them aid.
Well, but again, who's stopping that? Mike, who's preventing that?
Mike Johnson and the Republicans.
And so,
the GOP.
You know, Mike, that's all we're saying here, right? That people are aware. There are people in this country who are aware of the things that are happening. And I think more and more, I feel more and more confident. And when I hear people like Mike from Cedarburg and others who really see it, they understand. Bob from Waukesha, the last caller, a caller before Mike, they see it. They understand. And it doesn't matter what Fox News or CJ or any others, people on the right who are trying to get people to believe that what they're saying is true. No, it's an illusion. People aren't crazy. People know what's going on. Now, you know, what's the old axiom? You can fool some of the people all the time, but you can't fool all of the people all the time. So, you know, that some of those people at Donald Trump and Republicans are, you know, are believing or getting to believe them, that's not the majority of the people. And I do believe that the majority of the people understand that things aren't right. They know that something has to change. And the people who clearly, the people who are stopping the change and what's right for the people happen to be on the other side of Joe Biden. It's just the truth. The people who are preventing the legislation that's necessary to put things in order happen to be called Republican. Just the truth. Anyway, 844-967-2789. We're going to be joined by Omar, the pharmacist, Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, as we continue what I think is a great segment every Thursday, 9 to 10 a.m. on the Earl Ingram Show, 540 a.m. WAUK 101 FM, the show, and Civic Media. Up next, news, weather, and sports.
Broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest. With everything lacrosse is talking about. You're soaring with Eagle 1490. The Todd Alba Show.
Is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Soaring high above lacrosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX Lacrosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Doctors in Alabama already scheduling embryo transfer procedures after the Alabama governor